Maximum Health with your host, Dr. Ken Gray. Dr. Gray obtained his master's in both acupuncture and oriental medicine from the Atlantic Institute of Oriental Medicine. Dr. Gray enjoys both being a physician as well as being an educator. His unique approach to holistic healing has taken him abroad to lecture in Germany and treat sports professionals in Hawaii and France. He is co-author of several books on food therapy. His office is in Jupiter, Florida, where he has practiced for over a decade and where he resides. Now it's time for Maximum Health with Dr. Ken Gray.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Maximum Health Radio, quality living with yours truly, Dr. Ken Gray, holistic physician. We thank you for joining us every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard, and it's on NPR's 88.9 FM WQCS. If you miss any of our past shows or like to hear this one again, prx.org is a really great free resource. It's the public radio exchange, and we're on there. You can check out Maximum Health and see all our past shows. Also, WQCS.org, if you have to leave the radio and walk around with your phone, just tune in through WQCS.org, and tablet, smartphone, anything, computer. So we thank you for, again, your support. Any questions or comments, drkengray.com or drken@drkengray.com. As always, we bring you the best in healers, executives, authors, you name it, touching on all forms of healing, social, environmental, psychological, physical, emotional. And right now, I think it's really important that we touch on education, because without it, all cultures, all societies have failed. And so for our coming generations, it's important that we really focus on education. On this show, I want to welcome two amazing ladies who have dedicated their time, their energies, their love, their heart, and their soul, and funds to a tutorial center here in Jupiter, Florida. And I'm focusing on that because it's amazing what we can do in communities when we band together, we dedicate ourselves to a just and worthy cause. And what is better than educating? Because that's something we can own. That's something we can give each other that we can own. It's like that good, wonderful chicken soup recipe that grandmother hands down to you. Or it's that one time when I remember in sixth grade that my sixth grade teacher taught me to count to German, count to 10 in German, or taught me about borscht. And, you know, I'm a West Indian kid from Queens. So those were things that I didn't know. But I walked away from sixth grade remembering 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I walked away knowing about Amadeus Mozart in a community that was very heavy into hip hop. So education, tutoring, things like that we can do is very important. We have Miss Edna Runner from the Edna Runner Tutorial Center in Jupiter. We also have Mrs. Leah Frankel. We thank you so much because she is also a volunteer, an executive board member. Miss Edna Runner, you are the director. You direct this amazing place, and you have changed the lives of children for countless generations to come because of what you do, and we thank you.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Yeah. So what got you into this? What gave you the impetus to sort of start this tutorial center?
There was a need in our community. There were a group of people that we got together, community group, and a few of our parents that Stephen and Avernell and a few of them, they got together. We realized that there was a need in our community to help our children because there was no one. They went home to a lot of their grandparents and also uncles and people that cannot help them with their homework. Mm-hmm. And we saw the need that they really needed someone there to help them with their homework, providing assistance to them. Mm-hmm. And we decided that we met in the back of the Church of God that let us use the building. And in 1997, we built the first building. And then in 2011, the Frankels asked us what we have need of, and they expanded our building because we really wanted to also separate the kids into classes, because we was in one huge room where it was a lot of noise, but we made it work. But the Frankels really helped us in providing those three classrooms, and our kids really have been successful, and they have succeeded because of them supporting us with providing those three classrooms for us.
This is beautiful, and I want to get into the present and, you know, and some of the past, but I want to go way back. Something you said about you getting together with a community, a group of your community. What were some key children or, you know, youth elements that really caused you to be passionate about this? Because there's always that. There's that connection that makes us want to do something better for our community. What was it for you?
It was like, you know, that they needed the help. But how can we help them? Mm-hmm. How can we make this happen? And providing that building and providing volunteers to assist them with their homework, because you got to realize that if you're a grandparent and you're at the age of 80, you really cannot help that kid with their homework. And they're with the technology now that they have, because a lot of them do not have access to computers and to the internet, and even the school is doing it, but when that kid go home, how can he get on the computer?
Yeah, why not the school? Why not just say, you know what, it's up to the school, and throw your hands up and say, if they're not doing it there, then too bad. Why not?
You can't say that, because you got to realize that we as a group, we are responsible. I am my brother's keeper, and we got to realize that, what can I do to help this kid succeed? So one of my things was that we started opening doors for volunteers to come in to help those kids succeed. Retired teachers, retired nurses, whatever field that they can provide to help our kids to read. And we want to make sure that kid is promoted to the next grade level, and that they can succeed and they can feel just as good as the next kid. So we realized that, you know what, there is something you can do. And just don't sit around and say, I can't. Just give it a try. And we start opening the door for the volunteers to come in from Jonathan Landers, Admiral's Cove, and other areas. And Admiral's Cove have been really a great success to our program. You know, when one tell the other and the other tell the other, and they just stopped bringing all their friends in, and we were like, wow.
That's beautiful. I mean, you know, because realistically, you have this idea of Jupiter as being a place of the haves, but there's a definite section of the have-nots.
You're right.
And the people that are the haves sometimes can easily neglect the have-nots, because it's, you know, your own bubble. But you're saying that this bubble has been broken, and there is a definite melding of resources here going into these children and these communities.
I mean, and then, you know, we have volunteers that have been there now for 10, 12, and 13 years, and they tell their friends. So, I mean, no one is really saying, you know, I can't. You know what I mean? They're telling their friends how much. Because if you come at the center, you will never, ever forget the time that you spent with these kids. I'm quite sure Ms. Franca can tell you how she enjoyed working with her kids. And
yeah, I want to talk about that. I also want to remember, too, that I went there once. I should go more.
Yes.
I taught about food and all of this sort of great things and healing. And the kids were so respectful and so loving and so eager to learn and hungry for knowledge. How do you see violence changing from the 1997 and early 2000s to now in the community?
I see a total difference, because they realize that the center is there to help them, and wherein that they didn't have anything in the community to help them with their homework. There was no resource. There was nothing there for them. And I can see that even the kids that have started with us in kindergarten, they finish out the program. The only thing that I really miss is that the high school program that they drop, but still we also provide for the high school kids to come back and do volunteer work. And the Frankers also give those that come through the program a scholarship, which is really great. So those that want to go into careers or even college, they provide them with a scholarship.
Miss Leah Frankel, girl, you and I go way back. First of all, You exude a type of love and vigor for life that is just uncontainable and contagious in so many ways. And so much that I've called you mom from probably the first early days, you know, just because you give off that motherly love that's so beautiful. And I thank you. So you've been doing this volunteering. You've also been a donor. You and we have to thank Pops because, you know, you're a team.
Yes, we are a team. Ed
Frankel, your husband, he's someone dear to me as well.
Yes.
What caused you to move over this way towards the? Because I know you're actually a global figure in the world of children and helping children and so forth and so on. So this is just one faction of how much good you both do.
It's very exciting. I started with the tutorial 16 years ago, and I have seen a tremendous, tremendous change. The children are so loving and well-behaved, and they love love. And we're friends, so they could tell us things that might be bothering them. When we started, for children to go home to an empty house, and there's no food, and the neighborhood was different, it's much changed now. This is their safe haven. We help them with their homework, with any problems they might have, and they get love. They truly do. It's a very exciting program. We have kids that are graduating from college. Some of our boys are in ROTC and vocational programs. We're really getting involved because everybody is not for college, and that's not a terrible thing. It's wonderful. There's plenty of things out there in this world that they could do, and we're working on that. So we really need some men to be involved. I think the boys really enjoy having male tutors. It's different for them because a lot of them don't have a male at home. And if they do, it's not sometimes the best. And we could use some help. We certainly can in a lot of ways. But I think once they come to the center, they will be hooked because these children are really special. And they're doing great. They really are. They're doing wonderfully well in school. Most of them are doing very well. So their parents are very happy. They weren't that happy in the beginning when we started, but they're very happy now. And they really, they appreciate the center. They truly do appreciate it. And I think people, it would add something to their lives, and it's 2 hours a week that they would be giving up, and they'd get a lot of pleasure from it. Mm-hmm. I know I certainly have. And Edna is incredible in what she has done with these children. It's her life. And mine too, really. I just love them. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful treat for me.
Where are you from?
Originally?
Yeah.
Brooklyn, New York.
Mm.
Can you tell? Nobody ever questions. What part of New York are you from?
Right. And so fast forward, you could do anything you want. You could spend your time doing anything you want in this world. Why education? Why here?
I just think these kids have a lot to offer. And it's exciting to see them excited. They're excited about math. We have a great math teacher. These kids love math, and they're like little wizards.
Right. But if they were in just general schooling, it untapped.
It would never happen.
Never happen.
It would not happen. We really do a great job, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
They're computer savvy.
Yes.
They love math. They read. I mean, it's exciting because I see the change. I see when a child comes and they could barely read and I'm working with them and now they're reading and writing and they're excited. They want to make you happy and proud that you're there and you care. That's the whole key, that you really care for them. And they're going to make you happy.
That sounds like the difference between just sitting around fundraisers are good. But I think the caring part, they don't feel in a fundraiser, right?
No.
Yeah.
No. This is the main thrust.
Yeah.
They know when people truly love them and care about
and
them.
Show up.
Yeah.
The idea behind the government, it's their responsibility. Why don't they do more for education? How do you feel about that? Hold your breath, right?
Yes. It hasn't worked so well, has it? No.
Yeah.
Not the kids that are not doing well.
Yeah.
If a child just breezes through, and some do, it's wonderful. But for the children that have stresses in their lives, and these kids do, they have a lot of stress, it's very difficult. I know when I was growing up, I had a lot of stress at home. Mm-hmm. And it's hard. It really is.
Yeah.
And it's easy for them. You know, they talk about gangs. It's very easy when a child doesn't have the right home life to get involved in a gang, because it's like that's their family. Mm. And we really are doing away with that.
Yeah.
Because they have some place to come after school where they have their snacks. We'll dance sometimes to get rid of some of the energy on a Monday after a weekend. We go to the Golden Corral, which is the greatest treat. Mm-hmm. And these kids, we walk into the corral, 70 children.
Oh,
and
my
people
gosh.
Look and they, oh, my God. Like, they are so behaved that people come up to us. Could we tell the children how wonderful they are? Mm. Oh, yes. They wait for us at the Golden Corral. The girls say, make sure you ask for me when that I'll be there that day that you're coming. So it's, they really are special, I must say. They appreciate everything. It's great.
So you're tapping into more than just the knowledge aspect. You're tapping into a need, emotional need.
Absolutely.
Psychological
yes.
need.
Absolutely. Very
you're filling a lot of gaps here.
Yes.
And
that's
we
a
are.
That's a proper way to do
yes.
it.
Yes.
It is.
It's a holistic way of doing it.
It is.
Absolutely.
It is a total, and I think, and then Liz, right. I mean, teaching them social skills and
yes.
taking them out how to eat.
Yeah, how to hold a fork and knife.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh,
put a napkin
matters.
On the you know go. On the, on the they, lap, that sort of thing.
Honest,
simple things.
It is. I mean, Golden Corral, they it's tell us that our kids are really yeah. well-behaved. Yeah. I mean, and people, like you actually said, when we yeah. come in there, the people yeah. are frightened, but after they come in there, they're like, what are you guys doing? I said, nothing. That we're just teaching them the proper way of
yeah.
how to behave
yes.
when you go out.
So important. Etiquette.
Yeah. Etiquette, and they have it.
They have it, and the managers are so amazed. And the managers come over and they were like, dance with us and
right.
we just have fun.
Yeah.
No one never took music in their place, but we did.
Yeah.
yeah.
So important.
That's the way we
It's funny. It reminds me, I went to, I learned how to hold a fork and knife and what a salad spoon was early because my dad who raised me, grew up in England. So
oh,
some,
right,
you know,
probably.
When my mom remarried, I was 80, he says, no, this is the way you do it.
Yeah.
And fast forward, I met my wife, and she looked at me, I took her out to dinner, she says, I'm so happy you know how to eat well. So I think that was probably one of the reasons why she married me.
Right. Well, I could think of a few others.
Well, thank yeah. you. Thank you. I want to touch on something, because I know there are definitely people out there listening, like, what are they talking about? What kind of stresses? I made it through this and that. And, you know, so what stress? You know, who? What right do they have to, you know, need more than me? Or you know what I'm saying? The people out there that really don't understand the type of stresses that can be in these children's and inner city. And not just this area of Jupiter, but
right.
I mean, on a national level, why our country is suffering so much. In terms of the coming generations, what are the stresses that we
a lot of the stresses with being without a father,
yeah.
and even if you don't know if your dad is coming home,
or if he does come home, how
does he come home? How does he react to you?
Mm-hmm.
And they're suffering, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a single parent here, you have three kids, and you're the only one providing for the kids. It's hard.
Or like you said, God forbid there's no mother and a father.
Yeah.
Then it's a grandparent.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And then there's a grandparent. Then there's a grandparent stuck with the kids.
Right.
And if you're in your 80s, you don't want to be stuck with that.
Right.
And that's one reason why we have a grandparent program. We start a grandparent program twice a month.
Mm.
Because we realized that the grandparents were stressed out. And what can we offer them as grandparents? So we provide for them health education classes, take them on a field trip. Taking them to Golden Corral so that they can be
get a break.
So they can get a break. And we also, First Tee, we've taken them to First Tee to do golfing.
Oh.
Because I didn't tell them they were going golfing. I just told them they was going on a field trip. Because if I told them they was going to go golfing, they was like, we've never did golfing before. But we took them to First Tee to golfing, and they had a ball.
Mm.
So it's amazing that some of the things that we provide. And if you check out our Facebook on the Edna Deborah Runner Tutorial Center, one of our grandparents, she wrote a nice letter about that, how that she thought that she was going to be old and just gray and die, but she said the center has provided her life, because we provide, as we said, educational classes, teaching them how to eat healthy. We did CPR classes. We're taking them to Pumpkin Patch, where they've never been to, and they made their first CD. So we're trying to make them feel great about, even though you have your kids there, your grandkids, we're there to make you feel good, and it's okay. Trying to make your life a lot happier than what it is.
I love this, love this, love this. So I just want to take a moment for those of you that's tuning in or following us and came in a little bit later. We are talking with Edna Runner from Edna Runner, and that's E-D-N-A, Runner. R-U-N-N-E-R, Tutorial Center. The executive director is Edna Renner. We have her here today, which is just amazing that she would take the time to do this. Thank you so much. And we also have Miss Leah Frankel, who's an instrument in not only the existence of this center and the perpetuation of it, but also a loving volunteer. And so for those of you that want to get in touch, donate, support, there is www.ewrunnerctr.org. So that's ewrunnerctr.org. And they have a phone number that's 745-0950. That's 561-745-0950. We'll repeat that again before we end, but I did want to give you some information in case you're just excited and wanting to be involved and just want to take down some of this information. The STEAM program: teaching, knowledge, and science, technology, engineering, art, and math. Those are some key elements of learning that I think our society needs more of. That's where we're definitely, areas that we're failing as a country. And you're taking on this in the tutorial center here for inner city children. How is that working out? I know Mrs. Frankel mentioned that they love math. How are they doing with the sciences and technology and engineering?
We have Nancy Bourne, who's one of our teachers, and she's really great at coming and providing STEM programs, and also the teachers, that staff that work there, they provide some of the programs that we're doing there, because that's extra work that we provided. And David Nicholson has provided us with some smart boards and some Chromebooks, because we needed more technology, so they're providing that for us. And Limestone Creek, which one of our schools, because we also had pick up from five schools, but Limestone Creek sent us a nice letter that we met with them, because some of our kids, they were low in grades, and they also did a training with some of our volunteers, and they said our kids' grades just went up to the top of the group, and that our kids are improving. So we have some great letters from the teachers from Limestone Creek who partnered with us, so that we can make sure our kids are on task and staying on task.
This is some top names, by the way. I know Nancy Bourne's nationally recognized as one of the great teachers of our country. Received, I think, twice a presidential award. So these are not insignificant individuals you got coming.
And also
there.
She sent a friend, Diane Embrick, who's on our board also, also, we're doing summer reading also, so that none of our kids will go down, you know. Sometimes people, during the summertime, that they don't provide a reading program, but we're still doing reading during the summertime. We don't stop.
Now, what are the requirements to be able to send your child to the Edna Runner Tutorial Center?
Because they're at risk, there is a poverty guideline that we use for, you know, but we don't.
So you have to be within a certain bracket.
Of
income.
So,
and then that being said, do you see a melding of also, you know, race in there, in terms of, do you see different, you know, African American children, Latin American?
We have a melting pot. We don't. It's great for
all.
It's
purely based on the income bracket, not so much the nationality.
No.
Interesting. That's the way it should be, because all families need help. We all need education, and this is the way we, you know, progress. Like I said, I came from nothing. My family had food stamps.
We went
from month to month. We lived in Queens, Flushing, and then when we came here, it was by help of friends. And little by little, I got into academic clubs, and then I received grants and scholarships and things, and just, you know, but without that help of community,
It's not good. Yeah. And that's one reason why we also we've also purchased property next door, and so we can expand. So we're doing a capital campaign. So we would love anyone like to donate to us to help to help us on that.
Yes. And we need the donations for this.
Yes,
this is,
we
this
do.
Is purely funded by private donations and support.
Yes.
Volunteers, time, money.
We need all the funds that we can get our hands on.
Okay. And again, you need to contact them, and you can tell them the contact, please, again, for me, please.
Please give us a call, and we would love to, as we say, we can go on at the Deborah Renner Tutorial Center Facebook. I also can tell you some of the things that we're doing and that we're providing. And please, as we said, please give us a call, 745-0950-561. I should give it the area code. Yeah. Please come out and check us out.
And yeah, social media is good. Keep in touch with what they're doing. I like you on Facebook. I keep track of you on Facebook.
Thank you.
And so we thank you both, Mrs. Leah Frankel.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angel. Thank you, Angel, as well, Mrs. Edna Runner.
Thank you, Ken, for providing us this opportunity.
Yes.
And please check us out.
Yes. And if you missed any part of the show, please, prx.org. And you can email me and any questions or comments, drken@drkengray.com. This has been another Maximum Health Quality Living with yours truly, Dr. Ken Gray. See you next time.